Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Well, it's going great, and I'm very, very pleased that you called because, you know, so many people basically are suffering from problems and go to their practitioners or their doctors and are told there's nothing more that can be done.
That's right.
Which is, I think, something that happened to you.
Yeah, basically, I'm asthmatic, have allergies really severely bad, which is basically this is a time of year that I, excuse me, have severe allergy problems. I was using the nebulizer about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I have not had to go to that. I've cut back on my medications. I was using stuff for my stomach.
Because of acid reflux?
Yeah, I had acid reflux.
Right.
I was using albuterol.
Ouch.
Which is the for the asthma attacks.
Right.
Advair was to help keep the asthma under control. I also have hypothyroidism. Very tired and fatigued most of the time until I started seeing you back in November of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Paul has taken me off of a lot of food stuff that I thought was full of baloney, and one of them was the wheat products, which I thought that I could tolerate again, and I've tried to go back to wheat. And the things that happen to me is I get a severe headache, so anybody that has any food allergies, it isn't bogus. And I was one that was a little skeptical when he did the testing on me. I thought that he was out to lunch, but it really is so true. And I have been interested in nutrition for many years.
A long time. I remember that you were very interested. And of course, I just wanted to make a comment on what you said, Pat, and that was that the testing that we do is uses applied kinesiology, which is in sort of everyday parlance is muscle testing. And people who are not up to snuff on this, who don't really understand it,
mm-hmm.
Feel like it's maybe a little bit of sort of unusual,
strange.
Strange. And the thing is that, you know, if you're doing the same thing, and you're not getting results. And this is what I call my definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing, thinking you're going to get a different result.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I'm saying that if you keep doing the blood tests and the hair tests and the urine tests and the skin tests and all that sort of thing, and it's coming back, there's nothing wrong with you, and yet you know there's something wrong.
Right.
And if you keep using the drugs, suppressing the symptoms, and you're not getting any better,
mm-hmm.
you're managing those symptoms. I mean, you know, you're thankful for that.
Yeah.
But you're not getting any better, and you would think, gosh, is there another way?
Yeah.
And so the strangeness, the point of my comment here, mm-hmm. is just that you're not. It's not part of your everyday experience.
Right.
It's not that it doesn't work or that it's just hocus pocus. It's just that it's not part of your everyday experience.
Exactly.
And so once it became part of your experience and you were evaluated using the nutrition response testing,
mm-hmm.
and you got your program and you found out what foods that you couldn't, that you should stay away from for a period of time.
Yes.
And like you say, you've tried
mm-hmm.
to eat those foods again.
And it didn't work. So, you know, I would say for your listeners, if you are tired of going to the doctors and taking medicine, give Paul a try, because I was at that point. I actually was going just before seeing Paul. I saw the lung doctor, and he was going to put me on Singulair, and I said, wait, stop. That's it. I don't need no more drugs. I don't want to go there. I'm 60 years young, and I said... I want to have a better quantity of life, however you want to say it. It's just I can't see taking all of these things, and I think too, when we start putting one, like this one lady said earlier, we get one, then you get another, and
more and more drugs on top of themselves, you know, with more and more side effects. And you basically are slowly but surely getting off your drugs, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm only using my thyroid medication, and another month or so, I'm supposed to go back in to see my doctor, do the blood test again. She has actually dropped me down some on my thyroid medication since I've seen Paul. And
that's going to change as well.
Huh?
That's going to change as well.
Yes. yeah, with your help.
and the thing is that your level of energy, I know, has just, you know, gone through the roof. And your clarity of your thought, hasn't that changed?
Yes, my clarity of thoughts have changed a lot, and I feel more confident in myself. Some friends of mine, sorority sisters who haven't seen me for at least a year, they told me that the difference in me physically and mentally is so much different. They said I look so healthy now, more healthier than I did before. And I just have to really say that that's a plus for Paul. I, too, have had two C-sections, a total knee replacement last March. And I thought, man, I just don't want no more surgeries. I don't want no more drugs. I've got a better life to live than that. And I'm also pretty active in my Avon. I sell Avon. And so
correct.
I'm really happy with everything that I'm doing in my life. My life just seems so more complete.
That's so wonderful. So what advice would you give someone who was having chronic health problems like yours and finally wanted to step outside the box and get some results?
Well, I would say, as Paul has mentioned, he has a special going right now. His spring special is that if you go see him, he's given that discount to go in and visit with him and get an evaluation and see if you're, you know, if he can help you. He did tell me in the very beginning, if he didn't think that he could help me, he would just say so in the very beginning. Give it a try. It's worth every penny that you spend. I just say, just go for it.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Well, I totally appreciate it, and I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you're doing so well. And we'll continue to make sure that your health goes more positive instead of downhill.
Yeah. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.